the hero they bore him back home to the place that he'd known as a lad. They laid him to rest with his head inside out and his wand snapped in two, which was sad. Some call him Odo the early, and some call him Odo the late. And though it's true he was often confused, his deeds they were noble and great. Some may call him Wednesday's child, for he'd always his full share of woe. No, he was born on a Thursday, some say, for he'd always a long way to go. But Odo's tale is a strange one, and it may be that both days are right. For his mother had congress with a time-turning jewel, which some have said wasn't too bright. But she was a witch of great power, to her cunning all would attest. From when Odo was made to the days he was born, that time-turner lay on her breast. Odo, the hero, they bore him back home to the place that he'd known as a lad. They laid him to rest with his head inside out and his wand snapped in two, which was sad. That jewel did strange things to Odo. It made him both early and late. Made time the snake that coils round on itself, not a path running forward and straight. For when Odo did look at a person, he saw them both infant and old. Of the chaos that reigned in Odo's brain, very little can really be told. He'd see both the creek and the river, see a flower both withered and new. For all times were one to poor Odo, you see, it made him quite daft, it's true. But Odo was Friday's child too, for loving and giving was he. Though his mind was fraught, he ever sought to save folk from what they could not see. His motives, they were of the purest, to save folk from arrow and blade. But his judgment was blurred by the voices he heard that from sooner or later came. Odo, the hero, they bore him back home to the place that he'd known as a lad. They laid him to rest with his head inside out and his wand snapped in two, which was sad. Odo, the hero, they bore him back home to the place that he'd known as a lad. They laid him to rest with his head inside out and his wand snapped in two, which was sad. When William the Norman was casting his eye on England's coveted shore, Odo he found himself in the south, though why he wasn't quite sure. He happened upon Mistress Helga one morn, destined one of the Hogwarts four. And he laughed with delight and flapped mad with his hat, for they were fast friends of yore. And as they sought out herb in the wood, Odo was stricken fell sore, for he had steeled upon Hastings' field, and Odo knew peace no more. The carnage to come at that place that to others looked peaceful and green. He did not know when would come the fell blow, but shuddered at what he had seen. Helga, he said, you must help me, my friend, to save all the lives. lives that I may. For my will it is strong, but I'm often wrong. Oh, Helga, pray help me that day. Well, Helga, she thought, and Helga, she schemed, gathered herbs from field and from glen. Felix Felicis, liquid luck, Helga brewed up for her friend. That fell day when battle was joined, Odo that potion he drank. Like a feather he was on that field of death, and he saved folk regardless of rank. He saved all he could regardless of side, Norman and Saxon and Dane, noble and freeman, cotter and bowman. He saved all the lives that he made. Tapestry fair, and the layers of time, they were clear in his mind. He knew when to be and where. He saw the arrow before it was loosed, the axe before it could fall. And many owed Odo their lives that day, though he tried, he could not save them all. As the day waned and the battle decided, fair Helga came on to the field with potion and wand to save whom she could and by the dying to kneel. An arrow it was that Odo saw first, toward Mistress Helga it flew. Too far to call, he stood in its way, and the arrow it pierced him through. Helga, she grieved with full many that day, and her comrades, they also were sad. They swore over ale cup to carry him home to the place that he'd known as a lad. Odo, the hero, they bore him back home to the place that he'd known as a lad. They laid him to rest with his hat inside out, and his wand snapped in two, which was sad.